Hello, everyone. Thank you to all of you who listened to the first episode of the This Week in Russ podcast last week. It's great to bring you another one this week for issue number 340. I'm Nell Shamrell Harrington, lead editor of This Week in Rust, and an engineer on the Rust team at Mozilla. Every week, this podcast will highlight a few of the stories from this week's issue of This Week in Rust. While the newsletter and the podcast are usually published on Tuesdays, due to the U.S. holiday on Monday of this week, we are publishing on Wednesday. Let's dive into this week's highlights. One of the more interesting stories this week is a blog post by Dennis Duda on his blog, Seri.tools. He figured out how to compile Rust binaries for the Windows 98 second edition operating system and more. Even if you don't anticipate running on Windows 98 SE at any point in the near future, it's a fascinating lesson in backporting Rust for an older operating system, and also in understanding how Rust builds for different targeted operating systems and how it works under the surface. Definitely check it out. In related news, this week's issue also features a story by Stephen Sherratt. He wrote a fascinating blog post about creating a Rust program which produced a Nintendo Entertainment System binary that ran Conway's Game of Life in an NES emulator. It is fascinating to see all the different operating systems that Rust can create programs to run on. Something I've always enjoyed with This Week in Rust is following multi-part blog posts as they progress week after week. This week, we feature the final post in the Writing Python Inside Your Rust Code series by Mara Boss, which is a great series, and the first post in the Zero to Production series by Luca Palmieri on building production-ready APIs in Rust. I'm looking forward to more posts from that series in the future. If you have ever wondered how to organize your Rust tests better, Andre Bogus has written just the post for you. This post, called appropriately, How to Organize Your Rust Tests, takes you through when to assert, dual-use doc tests, how library crates can lead by example, verifying that things fail the right way, testing randomly, and more. Give it a read to level up your Rust testing skills. If you're not sure how to use macro rules or just need a review, Sven Osman has written a post called Rust Macro Rules in Practice. It is the first in a series from him called Practical Rust Bytes that showcases tiny pieces of Rust taken out of real projects. Give it a read for a very clear introduction and practical explanation of macros in Rust. We have several videos featured in this week's issue, including Bringing WebAssembly to the Web with WASI, the WebAssembly System Interface by Lynn Clark, and Microsoft Safe Systems Programming Languages effort by Dean Bryan and Ryan Levick. There are several great beginning videos on iteration by Tim McNera, and even more fantastic videos in the newsletter. Definitely give them a watch. Want to get started in contributing to Rust open source projects, but haven't been sure how to start? The Call for Participation section features issues from Pajama, MDBXRS, Ruma, TimeRS, and HTTP types. Click on them and take a look, and hopefully you'll be motivated to work through them and get that pull request in. The RFC, or Request for Comment process, is at the core of how the Rust community works together. There were no RFCs in final comment period this week, though there are several tracking issues and pull requests to look at. Each of these is labeled disposition merge, which means they are in pre-final comment period or final comment period and are likely on their way to being merged in. Check them out. It's a great way to get to know the internals of the Rust programming language. No new RFCs were proposed this week. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues, the vast majority of Rust meetups are now held online. Most, if not all of them, are open to anyone to attend, no matter where they live. This includes meetups in Montreal, Poland, London, Berlin, Johannesburg, South Africa, Auckland, New Zealand, and my very own hometown, Seattle, Washington. Joining these meetups is an excellent opportunity to meet Rustations from across the world, and I hope you take advantage of that. That's all for this podcast. There are many more items in this week's newsletter. Make sure to read them to keep up with all the awesome things going on in the Rust world. This Week in Rust is edited by myself, Andre Bogus, and Colton Donnelly. This week's newsletter's contributors include, using their GitHub usernames, Mouse, Luke Math Walker, M. Grachev, and G. Wilsinski. Thank you so much to everyone who contributes to This Week in Rust. I will be back next week bringing you more of the wonderful news from the wonderful world of Rust. Everyone, please stay safe and take care.